Alleluia, Christ is ascended.
He is ascended indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the Holy Gospel we heard today, Jesus is praying. That fact in itself is not that unusual. We are told often of Jesus praying. He gets up before the sun and goes off by himself to pray. He prays often before miracles. He goes to the temple to pray. Jesus is an expert in prayer. In fact, he is the only human being who has ever mastered the art of prayer. You know that, for we often falter in our prayers. We struggle with our prayers. We often do not know how to pray as we ought. But for Jesus, praying is the air he breathes. That should teach us something. It certainly did the disciples who went up to Jesus and said, "We want to be like that. Like you, teach us to pray." In response to that request, Jesus gave them and us the words of the Lord's Prayer. He gave us words to say, which, if you understand the depths of those petitions and what they really mean, really do pray for everything we need. But Jesus didn't just give us this prayer. He also then told his disciples at the same time a story about a man who needed food for a friend who had arrived on a journey, but he didn't have any food to give him, so he goes to his neighbor who he knows can help and begs him repeatedly for what he needs until he gets it. And that, Jesus is teaching his disciples, is also how he will teach them to pray. By bringing people in need into their lives. People whose needs they are unable to help. And so they will have to pray. They will have to go to the one they know can help. Their Father in heaven. And keep at it, he is saying. Keep praying. Don't give up. And so for us, the people in Nepal after the earthquakes there, the people in the Midwest suffering devastation after tornadoes, the people killed or injured in the train wreck in Philadelphia, what can you do for them? Go to the one who can do all things and provide exactly what is needed. Pray for them. They may not know how to pray. They may not be able to pray. But you can. They are your neighbor in need to drive you to prayer and teach you to pray. So today in the Holy Gospel, Jesus is praying because his friends are in need. Jesus is about to leave them. Up until this time, he was with them and he kept them and protected them. But now he is leaving. And the world is going to hate them. And the evil one is going to be after them. Jesus has already been the object of the world's hatred and wrath. And also from the evil one. He knows it's not going to be easy for them. He's not going to be with them. To keep and protect them anymore. So what can he do? He prays for them. Now, as I said, Jesus praying is not unusual. But what is that here we are told what he is praying. That we are not often told. So when we are, we should pay close attention and consider these words precious. And so here today we hear Jesus going to his Father and he asks four things for his disciples and for his people of all time. One, keep them in your name. Or in other words, keep them in the faith. Keep them believing. Two, keep them from the evil one. Protect them from his crafts and assaults that seek to pull them into false belief or misbelief. Three, sanctify them, holy them in the truth, in the word. And four, make them one. Unite them with each other and unite them with the Father and the Son, just as they are one. But though Jesus prays for these four things specifically, he is really praying for just one thing for us. The Holy Spirit. For all these four things are the work of the Holy Spirit. And this is also what Jesus told his disciples at the end of his teaching for them. When after giving them the words of the Lord's Prayer, and after the story that I mentioned earlier, he concludes with these words. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Jesus, the Master of Prayer, is asking for the Spirit for us. And next week we'll celebrate the answer to that prayer as we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, when the Spirit came upon the church in all his fullness to do those very things Jesus prayed for. For it is the Holy Spirit that gives faith. We confess in the Creed that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. It is the Holy Spirit who will put the name of God upon us in holy baptism, who gives us that gift of faith, and who works to keep us there through word and sacrament. If he didn't, we would be no match for the evil one who would easily pull us away. So keep them in your name, Jesus prays. Keep them from the evil one. Send them the Spirit to keep them. And second, it is the Holy Spirit that sanctifies us or makes us holy. It's easy to remember that because it's in his name. Holy Spirit, the Spirit that makes holy. And he does so by taking what Jesus has done for us, taking his forgiveness, life, and salvation, and giving it to us through the means of grace, through the word and sacrament. Now, I explain it to my catechism classes this way. It's like the people who live in New York City. There's 10 million of them or so, and they all need water. Now, where do they get that water from? Actually, they get it from reservoirs way upstate, miles and miles away from New York City. Giant reservoirs that are filled with rain and snow melt. The water then is carried down to the city through aqueducts built for that purpose. That's what the word and sacraments are for us. The Spirit's aqueducts that bring Jesus' forgiveness to us. His forgiveness that by taking away our sins and cleansing us, make us holy. And for this, Jesus says, he consecrates himself, or he fills those reservoirs of heaven with his forgiveness. And the Spirit then brings it to us through the word of truth and the word connected to water, bread, and wine. So sanctify them in the truth, Jesus prays for us. Your word is truth. Send them the Spirit through the word. And holy them. And then this too. Jesus prays that we may be one. This too is the work of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus is not praying for just certain people of a certain time and certain place to be one, to get along. It's much bigger than that. He's praying for people of all times and all places. It's not as simple as putting a coexist bumper sticker on the back of your car. He's talking about the church that transcends all time and all places and is united in Christ. He's praying that we may be one with all the believers in the Old Testament, all the martyrs of the early church, all those Christians being persecuted in the Middle East, and even the little ones baptized somewhere just this morning. That we be part of that one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Now that's not a unity that any of us could do or achieve. Only the Holy Spirit can. So Jesus prays, make them one. All people of all times and places, make them one. Send them the Spirit to unite them with us, Father. One church, militant and triumphant, in heaven and on earth. All one in Christ. Precious words, that prayer. And then right after he prays them, he is arrested. And he's taken away. But he departs in joy and peace. For he knows his prayer has been heard and answered. He knows that his friends and those who believe because of the word that they will preach will be taken care of. He entrusts us into the hands of the Father, who does all things well. And the Father sends that Spirit on Pentecost. But not only then, through the preaching of the Word and the water of baptism, the Spirit has come to you and is working this in you. Keeping you, guarding you, sanctifying you, and making you one with Him. Which, in a world hurtling toward unbelief seemingly faster than ever, we need more than ever. That we be a people formed not by the truths and teachings of this world, and not conformed to the world, but that we be a people formed by the Word of God and prayer. A people formed by the Spirit. And be united in Him. Jesus knew it wouldn't be easy. And so He prays for you and me. And it's a prayer that's also answered here today when we come to receive the body and blood of Jesus. Here, we are made one with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Here, we join with the saints who have gone before us and those all around the world who gather wherever they are. For we are all gathered by one Spirit around one Lord to be fed and forgiven by Him. A oneness and a unity only our Lord could achieve and does. The Father, Son, and Spirit for you. And given all that, all those gifts, all that work, the Spirit of God, we too now pray. Like Jesus, and with the same confidence as Jesus. We pray the prayer He taught us, and for all people according to their needs. What a blessing that we are able to do so for people we know and people we don't know, for those who are close to us or for those who are far away, for family or friends or classmates or old and young, even for our enemies. And we know this too, that our Father hears our prayer. And so we entrust ourselves and all for whom we pray into His hands, knowing there is no better place to be. And so we, just as Jesus, no matter how or when, can depart in joy and peace. We are in the hands of the Father, redeemed by the Son, and in the care and keeping of the Spirit of our God, who does all things well. In His name, the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.